I actually record all of our sessions. This is Newbie Bloggers, How to Create and Monetize a Blog. So today, I just kind of want to share my screen and give you an overview of everything that we're doing and show you where all the replays are. So you can go back and listen to any of the replays at any time, and that's all for free. So bear with me, because whenever I'm on a Zoom call, of course, everything moves a lot slower. So I apologize for that. But let me see if I can, here we go, find my homepage. So if you want to make a note before we get started, it's this URL right here. It's KathyBinnerInternationalAcademy.teachable.com. Again, it's KathyBinnerInternationalAcademy.teachable.com. And this is what comes up. And I want to show you where to find everything, because once you can find things, it makes a little more sense what we're doing. When you scroll down, I have 8 different lanes that I actually teach. And in my lanes, this whole left column is all for free. And so if you wanted to listen to the replays on this Fit as a Fiddle, which is all about health and wellness, you would actually click here and you see that it's all free. And then we have long-term, because I'm all about passive income, being healthy and creating passive income. That's my message. And so the second thumbnail that you see here is all about long-term real estate, and which I have a little bit of, and then short-term real estate, like if you wanted to open an Airbnb, that sort of thing. And then it goes into build a better business, which is how to put together your entire business platform and how to set up all of your marketing. And then it goes into this newbie blogger. And this is where we are today in this newbie blogger section. And again, it's free. And then how to write from anywhere in the world and how to monetize that, how to create all kinds of nonprofits and monetize that as income for yourself as you give back. And then how to do networking and create your own mastermind if you've ever been interested in doing that. So that those are the lanes. I just wanted you to see what that looked like. And everything down this left column is free. So once you come into the Kathy Binner International Academy, it will ask you to create a username and password for yourself. And there is a section that says, do you want marketing material? And please mark that it's okay to get marketing material, because that's where I remind you of the meetups. I don't do any marketing in there. I don't try to do any sales pitches. It's just so that I can remind you of our meetups so you don't miss any. But you can always come right into the site and look up the events, because in every single one of these free meetups, if you click on it, it will show you the dates and times and Zoom code and all of that. And so that is the first column that I wanted to show you. Now, the second column, all of these are courses. And you can see some of them say coming soon, because I'm currently writing some of these courses. But as you get down to the blogging course, it is ready to go. And it's a one-time fee of $197. And then you can tap into that course as often as you want. And it lasts forever. However, and I was just talking to Monica before we got started, we have a mastermind group in each one of these lanes. And so I'll scroll to the top and show you that. And welcome, Diane. We see that you've joined us. I was just showing you where to find all of the replays. And so if you scroll back to the top and you come clear to the right column is the masterminds. Now, the joy of these masterminds, I've got them priced because I want everyone to be able to participate. It's $25 a month. And it's a membership fee, and it automatically comes out at $25 a month. You can stop it at any time. You can jump in and jump out as any time that you want. And when you come down again, scroll down to the actual blogging, we have a group that is meeting on the masterminds. Now, I want to just kind of sit here for a minute and explain this. If you come to the free meetup, it's the first Friday of every month at 10 a.m. And you're going to want to put that on your calendars, because it's totally free. And here's the deal. It's the exact same content as the mastermind. Exact same content. So you can come to the free meetup and get the exact same lesson. The difference is if you join the actual mastermind for $25 a month, we meet twice a month instead of once. And it meets the second and fourth Monday at noon. And all of it's recorded, so all of it will be on the replays. And the reason the mastermind is $25 a month is because we get down into the weeds, so to speak, with everyone. And when we go through each of these monthly lessons, we actually show you how. Whereas in the free meetup, we simply present what we're doing and why. When you get into the mastermind, we actually, I share my screen and I actually show you how to pick a domain name and how to upload your first blog post and how to scoot a picture over into your website. So it gets a little more technical over in the mastermind. And that's why folks like to join the mastermind. And one last thing, it is a bundle, which means if you join the mastermind, you get the course for free. It's included in that $25 a month mastermind fee. So you can do just the free meetups the first Friday of every month at 10 a.m., or you can just buy the course and it's just a one-time fee, or you can join the mastermind and get the course and still come to the free meetups if you want. So anyway, I just wanted to explain how that looks so that everyone gets an idea of what that's all about. So now I want to just go through and let's see if it will let me here on, let me go back one and see, this is the one I want. So this is the material that we're actually going through. So right now we are at the end of our series in December. We're actually talking about monetizing. And if you scroll down all of that content and you get to the bottom, you can see where it's make money blogging. So this is where we are in December. However, this is what I want to show you. When we start in January, we start with picking a blog name. So if there's some newbies on the call today, this is the place for you to be, because we talk about how you choose your blog name. Now, some of you may already have a name in mind, and that's great. But then we go through the different domains and how you can save that name and how folks can click on that name, and it takes them to the blog. And when we talk about a blog name, we talk about 13 ways to find your passion, 3 questions that your blog has to answer, and then the number one tip for a successful blog and to get to know your avatar, because these are all things you need to explore before you choose the blog name, because the name has to attract the reader that you're looking for. And so again, we go through this material the first Friday at 10 a.m. in January, but then we mastermind it along with the content the second and fourth Monday at 12 noon in that membership site. So just again, so that you know how that works. The second month is February. We talk about get your blog online. And this is where we talk about how a blog works and all of the top blogging platforms. So if you haven't chosen a platform yet, you might want to explore this particular section before you do that, because it talks about the top, the 15 top blogging platforms and why different ones have different things that it depends on how you want to monetize it at the other end. Always start with the end in mind. If you're going to sell products, there are some platforms that work better with products. And then there are other platforms that work better with services. And so that's why it's kind of fun to go through this section before you actually get started. And then how to start guest blogging when you're completely unknown. See, it's how to get online. It's how to get people to know you're out there. And so we teach you how to do some guest blogging. And then in March, again, first Friday is free. Second and fourth Monday at noon is the masterminds. And we talk about how to customize your blog. How do you create your content? And it's mostly about content. And then how to do a reverse acronym for creators and generators to come up with content. And then we introduce you to a company called PLR, and it's how to use PLR to do some blog articles and some eBooks. And we go kind of in depth how to do that. And again, it's all about content, and PLR is a company that, you know how you can go get a picture online and you have free pictures and then you have pictures you have to pay for? Well, content's the same way. You can't steal someone else's content and put it in your blog and say that it's yours, but this company has free content. So what it does is you can pick paragraphs and stories and put it into your blog, and it's all free. And I can show you how to get connected with them. Please don't jump in and do it too soon until you hear how, because on my website, we're talking about how to monetize a blog. I have an affiliate link with PLR. And if you sign up for PLR through me, you get some free credits, you get some free stuff. So connect with me before you sign up with PLR, because I want to make sure you get all the free stuff. And then when we go into step 4, And this is how to write and publish your blog. This will be in April. And again, each month we take a different topic. And so now we talk about how to write, your time to write, how long does it take to write, check your topic title against Google Trends. We show you how to pick the best topics and the best titles to get the most hits on your blog. We teach you how to do that. And then we show you 20 places where you should be sharing your content for free, where you should be sharing that blog URL once you have it all set up. And we show you how to do all of that in April. Again, the first Friday is free at 10 o'clock. The second and fourth Monday at noon is the mastermind where we actually start writing some of that content. And then when we get into May, we talk about promoting your blog, and it's building and promoting your brand. And there's a whole series on that. Again, first Friday, second and fourth Mondays. And then finally in June, we talk about monetizing your blog, and it's how to choose and implement streams of your income and then calculating your bottom line. And then in July, we start over. So we go through the series, the six steps, twice a year. And so, and again, the free stuff is always free. And so if you feel like you've missed something, you can jump in. And on these free meetups, it's different folks every time. And so when you go back and listen to the replays, it's a whole different set of folks having this conversation. So you can pick up bits and pieces and helps along the way, just listening to some of the replays. And that's all free. And again, where I showed you at the beginning, when you sign into the Kathy Benner International Academy.teachable.com, it's all that left column. Everything in that left column is free. So anyway, today we're going to talk about making money. And again, I apologize. It takes my computer a little longer to get opened up here. Let's see if I can find my content. So in the meantime, yeah, it says to close some of my applications. Can you hear me okay? Yes?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Because it's telling me my computer's a little slow. So I apologize for that. And again, every time I have a Zoom call on, it really slows down my hard drive. And I apologize for that. But it's I just kind of have to live with that. See if it'll let me open it this time. There it is. So before we get started, I want to, again, share with everyone, because we've had a couple folks tap in. I am Kathy Benner. I am the facilitator, and I am in just outside of Columbus, Ohio, and I have been blogging for a couple of years. I have monetized my blog with affiliate links and my own products and services. And so I'd like to just go around and kind of everybody get to know each other. Monica, can you share with us again where you are in the blogging process and where you're located?
I am located in Butler County, which is just north of Cincinnati, Ohio. And I am at the very beginning stage of blogging, just considering it. I think I told you before, I've been like complimented on my writing before and just trying to figure out, and I enjoy writing and I have varied interests, but I'm not really sure, you know, if this is a viable passive income stream for me.
So. Okay. I get it. I understand. So do you have a domain and a blog already, or are you at the stage where you're just putting it all together?
Just putting it all together.
Okay. So you tapped in at the perfect time because we start from the top in January. Yeah, mm-hmm. I get it. Perfect. Amani, how about you? You're coming to us from the Raleigh, North Carolina area. And what process are you in your blogging? And Amani, there's a, there you go.
Yep, sorry. I guess partially an idea phase, brainstorming really, writing down ideas. I wanna do like client communication. So I'm just collecting ideas and figuring out like what the content would look like, kind of like a template, but I'm not really in content phase yet.
Okay, so do you have a domain name or a platform at all yet?
I've used WordPress before, but I'm not sure if there's like better ones out there.
I'm not a WordPress girl. For those of you that are on here that use WordPress, my hat is off to you because it's kind of the foundation of all website design is WordPress. And what's happened over the years, and I'll give everybody a quick overview. What's happened over the years, Imani, and this is huge maybe for you, is that there's a ton of companies that have come into the space of website design that have taken WordPress. They have already added plugins and created themes. And then when you sign up with them instead of WordPress, you just pick a theme and add a couple pictures and some of your own content and you're ready to publish. Whereas with WordPress, WordPress kind of gives you a blank piece of paper, so to speak, a blank slate, and you have to buy the plugins or find the plug. If you want some text, you got to find the text plugin. If you want a picture, you got to scoot over the picture plugin. And these other sites are basically ready made, and they've already got the plugins in place. And since I wanted to publish quickly when I was ready to start my blog, I went through all of, you know, I just Googled what are the top blog platforms, and WordPress was not at the top because, again, there's a learning curve. And I don't know if you found that, Imani, but there is a learning curve for WordPress and some of these other sites. You just pick the color that you like the best or the theme that you like the best and put your title in there and uploaded your first article and you were ready to hit the publish button. And so and we get into that in the course. We actually, as we go through the course, when we talk about getting online in February, that's what we'll be talking about, is all the different platforms and the top 15 and all of that. So I can't say that there's a better platform than WordPress because everything is based on WordPress. That's kind of the grandfather of all platforms is WordPress. It's just a lot more work because of the learning curve. So it depends on how technical you want to be or don't want to be. I did not want to be real technical, so I did not go straight to WordPress. So does that help everybody a little bit understand that? And so, Imani, there might be something better if WordPress is what's slowing you down because you have to figure out the technical part of blogging and not actually writing the blog, then WordPress may not be your best choice, but it could be if you don't have a problem with the technical part. Can you share about that, your experience with WordPress?
Yeah, I've used it. So I did some of this when I was like way long time ago, like a decade ago, when I was a teenager and I had time to like figure it out. But recently, like sometimes if I save a template or something, it and I edit it on one page, it messes up on all the pages. I have to go back and do it. So I forgot that there were other sites that have everything like a lot more in place in advance, so that could be helpful.
It is it depends on what you're doing. If you've got a day job, or if you're busy, or if you just don't want to really learn that whole technical piece, there are a lot of, in my opinion, there are a lot of better options because a lot of these are ready made for you. And so again, just like the PLR that I was explaining earlier, if you go to my website, which is kathybinner.com, you'll see a resource page. And I actually have my blog on HostGator, and it's kind of a ready-made platform. And if you go through my website, which again is an affiliate link, which we're going to show you guys how to do, the reason for the affiliate link is that I get paid every time one of you sign up for HostGator through my site. But what it gives you is it gives you a much cheaper price. That's the advantage. And so you don't pay any of that affiliate fee to me. You just get a cheaper price per month to use HostGator. And then I actually get paid for you signing on, which is why affiliate links are wonderful. It doesn't cost your readers more. It actually oftentimes saves your readers a lot of money to buy something through your affiliate link because it gives them some added value and it pays you and gives them value at the same time. So that's why affiliate links are such a wonderful thing. So again, don't jump ahead if you need to really explore or jump into the mastermind. Because at $25 a month, you get the course, and the course is where all that information is. So I'll just toss that out there. Diane, we have a Diana and a Diane. So I'm gonna ask Diane, is it Levy or Levy?
Levy.
Levy. So where are you and physically located, and what process are you in as far as blogging?
I'm in Bradenton, Florida, which is south of Tampa.
I just bought a condo in Sarasota.
Oh, okay. Well, that's close by.
Yes, I'm between Bradenton and Sarasota. I'm about 4 miles north of Sarasota Airport, and I'm right close to Holmes Beach. So.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I know about where you're at then. Yeah. It's nice there. So are you going to live here full time or just winter?
We're actually half time in Ohio and half time there. And again, for all of you that are listening, my goal was to be able to have a business that I could run from anywhere in the world and generate the income that I needed to live on and not have the ties that bind any location. So we are half time in Ohio and half time in Sarasota. And then we do 2 or 3 or 4 international trips a year. And I don't pay any attention to my schedule as far as my calls like this, because I can do them from anywhere with a Wi-Fi and my little laptop. So we're half time down there, to answer your question. And so we come down like every other month.
Okay, so our goal, I've kind of inherited websites from my son. I have one that I do daily devotions that I put on, and it's sent out to people. It used to be a monetized site where we sold products, but he sold that part of the business, but he gave me the website.
Okay.
So I've been running that for a number of years, but I'm just doing devotions, not doing much more.
Okay.
2 years ago, he bought a number of websites. And so what we do is we publish articles for people. So I'm the editor. I process the articles and I, you know, put them in. We use WordPress, different themes in WordPress. WordPress is technical when you're first setting it up. But once you know where all the pieces are, it's not that hard to do. And I have set up websites for other people for blogging, for GoDaddy, because they do like what you're talking about. They have it all set there, and it's so easy to use, because the person that wanted it, she doesn't want to have to deal with anything. So okay. I set that up for her. But now,
and that's an option for all of you that are listening, is that if you don't want to learn a particular technical piece, you can always pay someone to do that part for you.
Yeah, there's lots of people out there that will do it. In fact, my son has somebody that because my son has a full-time job, plus he's got these websites he and his wife and I, she does the negotiations on the pricing and everything, and I'm the editor and I publish it. And so we've had these websites 2 years. So recently he's been, because his goal is to live anywhere. And
yay, that's mine too. I get it.
He wants to travel. So that's his goal. Maybe in a year or two, he will stop working full time and then just focus on the websites. But I had a choice. He could give me a raise this year, or I could have one of his websites. So I chose one of the websites, and I know how to publish, you know, I know how to write the articles and put them out there. But what I don't know is really how to get my name out there and to bring in more. And eventually I'd like to, and he wants to do this also, we'd like to have a drop shipping type of business where people, you know, we would be the middleman, people come to us, and then we go deal with the manufacturer and have it shipped to them. So those are some goals that we have.
I get it. And you're in the right place, because those are all great ways to monetize your writing. And then, so it sounds like the piece that you're kind of missing is maybe the marketing piece.
Yes.
Okay. Now I will toss out there, and so all of you guys, you know, make a note of this. If you go to my website, thekathybenner.com, and message me BOGO, the word BOGO, I can actually put you in not only the blogging mastermind, if you want to join one of the masterminds, but also in the Build a Better Business mastermind. And the reason, and you get two for the same $25. And the reason that I'm doing this is because oftentimes, just like Diane said, she knows how to write. She's an editor. She's got the websites and she's got the platform and she knows WordPress, but it's the marketing piece she's missing. And when we talk about marketing in this blogging mastermind, it's only for 1 month. But in the Build a Better Business, we talk about the blog or the marketing piece of it for several months in a row and how to get into the marketing. And that's why if you're at that place, I want you to have the opportunity to see the actual marketing piece. And so I will, if anybody wants to be in both, you can actually join this mastermind that meets at noon, the second and fourth Monday, but the Build a Better Business meets at noon on the first and third. So you would be on a call every Monday at noon, but it would go through the blogging and all of the marketing piece and how to set up, you know, the basics to show you as a business. So anyway, I'll just toss that out there.
I have a question. So that $25 a month, would that include the Build a Business?
Yes, the $25 a month would give you both lanes, the blogging lane and the Build a Better Business lane. It would give you both of those. And you would get, for $25 a month, you would get both masterminds and you would get both courses and you would get then all the free stuff as well, the free meetups as well. You would get all of that. So I'll just toss that out because oftentimes that's the missing piece is the marketing piece. I get it. It's hard to wear all those hats. It's hard to be the technical person, the salesperson, you know, the writer, the editor, you know, it's hard to wear all those hats. And so either we have to learn a certain piece of that or we have to pay somebody else to do some of those parts and pieces for us. And it isn't hard. And so that's why in this course, the fact that we go through the blogging one twice a year. Now we go through the Build a Better Business one only once a year because it's a 12 step. So it takes the whole year because every month we focus on a section of the building a better business. And so once you go through a year's worth, a lot of folks are like, okay, well, do I need to continue to stay in? That's up to you because you can jump in and out of the masterminds by unsubscribing and resubscribing anytime you want. You know, there's no limit to when you jump in and out. But a lot of folks, they're like, I've learned so much. And as the market changes, see, we keep bringing the new stuff to you as the market updates. So I've had girls that have been in my masterminds now for 3 years and they're still in because they said, this is the one thing we don't want to miss because it keeps us current. So let's move over to Diana. And Diana, tell us a little bit about you. Can you hear us? Yes, I see that you've unmuted. Go ahead.
I'm Diana. I live north of Boston in Massachusetts.
Okay.
And I am setting up a blog. I am using WordPress hosted on Bluehost.
Okay.
And I've picked a theme. And so I've been building the theme. I'm pretty much 90% done with that. Starting to write content and I'm getting ready probably, you know, hopefully the beginning of the year sometime soon to launch. And I do want to, you know, include some type of affiliate marketing at some point. It doesn't have to be right at launch, but.
Well, and I get that because the whole point that we want to do is we want to monetize our writing. If that's what we want to do, like Diane's son and like me, where we want to travel, we want to be able to monetize what we're doing so that we don't have to punch that time clock anymore. You know, so I don't know about any of the rest of you, but was the very important piece for me was to monetize my writing. So Diana, if you've already got your theme and you're already kind of writing, what is your topic? What is your niche, so to speak?
So New England travel.
Oh, a travel blog. I love it. Love it.
Focusing mostly on New England, but, okay. You know, possibly others as well.
Okay. Well, my significant other, Mark, was born in Boston, so we've gone back to visit. So I love that area. Diana, welcome. I'm glad you're here. Back to Diane, what is your niche? You say you decided to take one of the domains, or one of the websites. What is it about? Can you tell us about that?
Yes, it's a woman's website. And so it deals with articles that are of interest to women. So Pink is the New Blog is the name of it.
Okay.
Somebody, you know, else had developed it. And so I'm slowly, some of the things that are on there are not things that I would want for future. And so my daughter-in-law is the one that does all the negotiations. So I told her what type of articles I do not want.
Okay.
And what I'm going to go for. Because we have another website that's very similar to this one. And it's a woman's one. And that one was developed for families, mothers and things. And so we have a lot of articles in there, in that other one for, you know, parenting and stuff like that. But this one is you know, covers a lot of genre. It's, you know, travel, you know, articles can be technical. It just covers a lot of area, the things that a woman would be interested in.
Okay. And so you're kind of refocusing the niche a little bit. Is that what I hear you saying?
Right. I don't want any gambling on it. In the past, they've had gambling. And
okay.
So there's a couple gambling articles still in there. And I'll leave them in there for a few years because people pay to have those. And so, you know, you say you're going to keep them forever. But when things get old and nobody's looking at them anymore, I'll just remove them.
Okay. And of course, on your platform, you're able to see how many views these articles are getting.
Yes. We have Yoast. Well, I don't have the premium on Yoast on that website. We do have it on another website. And so I'm still learning it and doing Google Analytics. I'm learning that. It's there's a lot of technical stuff there that I do have a computer background. So some of this is a little easier for me.
Yes, but I can tell you're way ahead of most of us, Diane. I can appreciate that.
So I'm still learning, and it's taken me time, and we're trying to clean up the other website. So we're using, because the articles, the other website started around 2000.
Okay.
And so we've got a lot of articles in there. We have over 5,000 articles. So we're trying to clean that out to bring up our ratings in the Google ratings.
Okay, I get that. And that, again, for the rest of you that say, Diane is speaking a foreign language to me, I don't have any idea what she's talking about. We do go through a segment in our courses on, you know, in the mastermind, and of course, also in the free meetups on the first Friday. We do go through a section about all of that and how to navigate some of that. So just know that by the time you hang in here with us, and even if you just come to the free meetups, you'll get a taste of all of this in a 6-month period. So hang in there with us. Diane, hats off to you. Good for you. It sounds like you've got a great head start. Let's go back to Monica. Monica, what is your niche or what topics you're thinking about that you want to include in your blog? Have you gotten that far?
Well, I'm trying to think of the things that I'm personally interested in. So I don't know, I'm like self-actualization type, you know,
okay,
exploration of those kind of things, spirituality, stuff like that.
Okay. Okay. And so yours would, whereas Diana was talking about having a travel blog, yours would be more of a lifestyle blog.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it would come under that heading of lifestyle blog. Whereas Diane, I think yours might be a lifestyle blog when you're doing articles for women. So that's one of the categories, is a lifestyle blog. And the only thing that I want to recommend, Monica, is don't think too narrow. It's nice to have a niche, but when you're first getting started, what I hesitate is for someone to start writing a blog and then they have another passion in their life and they think, but I can't write about that because it doesn't fit what I've picked. So I recommend that you go a little broader at first, and your blog will kind of find you instead of you finding your blog. So whereas that's exactly what Diane did. She says now she knows what she doesn't want to include in the blog. See, and you'll discover that along the way. You'll discover, you know, that really doesn't take my message where I want it to go. And you'll start to move away from some of those things. But I think you kind of have to have a broader perspective to get started. So Amani, how about you? What is your passion and what are you thinking about for your blog? I see you're muted there. Now I realize it's also a Friday morning, and so she may be. Here she is. I know some of us some of you might be at work, and you might not be able to jump in. I don't know where everyone is physically, as far as their schedule goes. But go ahead, Amani. What are you thinking about for a blog? What is your niche?
Okay, so I'm a plant scientist, so I do like plant biology research, and
okay.
I wanted to do more science communication to make the public aware and like bring them in, because I can see that there's a lot of like technology coming up that's gonna like improve like our agriculture, but yeah. if we don't like reach out to people and like answer questions and explain things, I just could see that there's going to be like a lot of misinformation, and then all this work we're doing is just going to be go to waste. So I want to get ahead of that.
Now, the one thing that I've noticed in listening to everyone is that all of you have a message, and that's what I want to express today, is that you have a message. And so once you start blogging, like I said, your blog will kind of find you instead of you finding your blog. And once you kind of narrow in on your overarching message, that's where that build a better business comes in, because you can then turn your blog, your topic, your message into a business. And one of the things that we talk about over in the Build a Better Business, and I know I'm kind of switching lanes here for a minute, is that we teach you how to be a guest on someone's podcast where they want to promote your blog and your message. And so all of a sudden you're borrowing their platform of all their listeners. And now their listeners are like, you know, I like that Diane Levy. I think I'm going to tap in and subscribe to her blog. I like what she had to say. And that is the whole point on marketing, is just building those relationships and putting your message out there. And so another thing that we talk about over in the Build a Better Business is the new app Clubhouse. How many have heard of Clubhouse? Anyone heard of Clubhouse? Anyone want to jump in and say yes or no?
I've heard of it.
Okay. Clubhouse is a great way to find your voice, because chances are whatever your lane is, whatever your message is, there's a Clubhouse room that already has that theme. And all you have to do is tap into that room and listen for a minute, and you don't have to have your face on. It's all audio. It's no video. You don't have to, you know, you can be in your PJs. I like to listen to Clubhouse almost like talk radio in the morning. I like to jump into a room whose topic is, you know, appropriate for what I'm doing for the day or what my message is, it relates to me. And I'll just kind of sit in the listening lounge, so to speak, and just listen in like talk radio. And some of the voices are just amazing. And all of a sudden, someone will be speaking that just totally connects with me, or me with them. And so I immediately follow them, because you can click the little follow button. And then every time they're speaking, I get a little notification that that person is speaking again. And so what happens is they're building a following. Well, once you find your voice, you can raise your hand in that room. And if you have something you want to share on that topic, the same thing happens. Like 50 people will jump in and follow you. And all of a sudden you have a following and you are starting to build a tribe. And then when you mention that, you know, you have this blog, and they'll jump over and subscribe to it. And you can even in your profile on Clubhouse, you could even put your blog link in there. And you can even say, hey, go to my profile and, you know, and subscribe to my blog. And 50 people all at once will do that because they heard you. They heard your voice. They heard your message and they feel like they've connected with you. So again, we teach that over in the Build a Better Business. We touch on it somewhat here in the blogging, but we teach that over there. So anyway, I think I've gotten all the way around on everybody's niche on where we're at. I'm going to share my screen again because I want to just go through our topic for today. And this is, again, this is the freebie. And so for the last 20 minutes, I just kind of want to go through, as you see here, over here is everything that we've talked about. This is the whole series in the course. And we are actually here on making money. And then here is ways to make money. And so we've got several articles about that. But right now we're just right here on step number 6. And so that's what I want to show you today. So once you have put in the effort of creating a great blog content and promoting your blog, making money from your blog is actually the easy part. Number one, you could sell advertising space. Now, advertising space, it says once you have a popular blog, and again, this is after we've gone through that whole series and you're at the end, you're like, you know, I've already picked my blog name, I'm online, I've customized it, I'm writing, I'm publishing, I'm promoting, and now how do I monetize? And so you could use AdSense. And AdSense says the best way to take advantage of this situation is to use Google AdSense. Google finds that advertisers for you, and all you have to do is place the Google AdSense code on your blog to start running ads. Google AdSense takes all of the hard work out of the process and just cuts you a check. Now, has anybody else, like me, you've wanted some information about a topic? You Google the topic. This article comes up. Well, all it is somebody's blog post that they blogged about that topic. And you click on it and you go, oh, here's the information I'm looking for. You click on it and you can't read the darn article because of all the ads that keep popping up. Amani says, yeah, she gets it. So all I'm here to say is don't overdo it. Be careful. So pretty obvious, the more people visiting your blog means the more clicks on the ad, which means more money for you. But the visibility, when you put AdSense code on your blog, you have a choice of the style of advertisements, whether it's a large image or a small image or a text, and also where you want to put it. The more prominently the ads are displayed, the more likely they are to be clicked. However, you have to balance placing the ads prominently with the proposed prospect of possibly annoying your readers. We all have visited blogs where it's difficult to see the content due to the number and size of the ads. So let's also talk about the topic you're blogging about. The final factor that affects your AdSense is the topic that you're blogging about. This is because advertisers will pay more to be on certain blogs than they will for others. For example, if your site is about golf, your readers are likely to have a healthy income and play golf. And because of this, there's a good number of advertisers that want to get their ads in front of your readers, and they are likely to pay a good amount per click to do this. So again, it's all about timing and placement, but AdSense is definitely a way to get your blog post monetized right from the beginning. And it's very little work on your part. You know, you're basically just signing up to get these ads. So, but keep in mind that making money from your blog takes time and that there's a reason that learning how to make money from a blog is the last step. So that's why we're covering this last. Now, the second is affiliate programs. Now, I've mentioned twice today that my PLR is an affiliate link on my website, and HostGator, which is the platform I'm blogging on, is, and by the way, my blog is freestyleliving.net, and that's on HostGator. And I use affiliate links for those programs. And every time my reader would click through on an affiliate link, I get paid, but they're getting tons of value. So the affiliate links have to have value for your reader, or it shows through. They sense that you're just doing it to make money. It has to give them value. If they can go anywhere and get the same deal, then there's no reason for them to really use your affiliate link. So it's a commission-based way to advertise. And when one of your readers clicks on a link on your blog, they get sent to the advertiser's site and you earn a commission. Now, commissions come in all kinds of ways. Sometimes it's money, sometimes like on PLR runs on credits. So if somebody goes through my affiliate link on PLR, I get more credits so that I can buy more articles, and then they get free credits so that they can start for free. So it's credits is how PLR pays and not an actual check. But affiliates are a great way to earn income through the use of product reviews. However, you must remember to disclose that it is an affiliate link. Now, let me give everyone a little hint on Amazon. How many of us have ordered something off of Amazon today? Anyway, my point is this. When you go to Amazon and order something, can you picture that at the bottom of your order, there's a bunch of thumbnails that come up and it says, people that have ordered this have also ordered this and this and this and this and this and this. Well, let me give you a little clue about an Amazon affiliate. If you open up your Amazon account, you scroll clear to the bottom of the page, there's a place to sign up to be an affiliate. Once they give you the link, then you can start putting that link in your blog. Here's the fun part. When someone is reading your blog and you say, oh my gosh, I just bought XYZ, I love it, and your affiliate link is underneath, and you've disclosed at the bottom of your blog that affiliate links are being used, or in your footer or somewhere in your blog, you've disclosed that. When someone clicks on that and it takes them over to Amazon, you get paid a commission if they buy that product. The good news is if they go to the bottom and go, oh my gosh, look at all these, I think I'm going to get this, this, and this. Oh, while I'm here, I always order this from Amazon. I need to reorder that. So they go back up to the search. They go back, they reorder other stuff that maybe they use all the time. You get paid on the entire order, not just the article that they click through on. You get paid a commission on everything they ordered on that order. Is that not crazy? You can actually create. I've got a gal in our mastermind. All she does is Amazon affiliate link, and she's making about $3,000 a month just off of her Amazon affiliate link. And that's all she does is talk about. She's a homesteader, and she does homesteading, and she's talking about canning and gardening and farming. And so she orders all of her supplies through Amazon. And so now she's got all of her tribe, the people that are following her blog, her homesteading blog. And she said, oh, I just bought this great apple peeler. Well, you know, 20 people out of her tribe click through and buy the apple peeler because they're following her. They're doing what she's doing. They're trying to can and freeze stuff and garden and, you know, organic and all of that. And she's making money just on her affiliate link with Amazon. So I'll just toss that out there. Now, selling products and services. This is one of the things I do. Now, I have some affiliate links, like I said, but I do a lot of selling products and services because I have created these free meetups, my course, and my mastermind. So at the end of all of my blogs, if I blog about making money from home, I might put the link to join the blogging group at the bottom. And that's how I am monetizing my blog, is by selling my products and services. So for me, it's mostly services. And so you can create your own products and services and link those right at the bottom of your blog. Now, digital downloads. Has anybody like bought a journal off of a blog? The gals maybe talked about journaling and she's like, click here for my favorite journal. Well, it's just, you know, she's created that maybe even on I don't know if any of you are familiar with Canva. Again, we talk about that in the blog as we go through the blogging system. And as we go through the Build a Better Business, we talk and teach Canva. It's a way to create some graphic designs at a click of a button. It's real easy. And with Canva, you can create a journal. And here's the sweet spot. You can use your link to sell your journal, or you can actually upload your journal into Amazon and use your affiliate link on Amazon. And all of a sudden, Amazon becomes a market. Amazon is nothing more than the largest marketing tool in the world. And so you can then upload your journal that you've created on Canva, upload it into Amazon, sell it for $10, and, you know, wonder if 1,000 people buy it. You see where I'm going with that. It's just a digital download. You can use PLR, which is free content. I actually have written a couple of eBooks straight from PLR. I went to PLR. I had some credits because you great gals have gone through and clicked through my affiliate link, which gave me more credits on PLR. I then have used my credits on PLR to buy an article. And because it's free domain, I have actually turned it into an eBook and have put that on my website. So if you go to kathybenner.com and scroll down, you'll see a couple of my eBooks. And if you go to the Kathy Benner International Academy.teachable.com, you'll see a couple of my eBooks. And those are straight from PLR. And I can just make a mine. So there's all kind of digital downloads. So it's to little or no overhead, no shipping cost, and people will buy those things. And memberships, this is the last one I want to hit on. And this is, again, what I'm doing with a membership site in Teachable. And for $25 a month, folks can then join. I put in a few hours a week, which I love doing, and because I love connecting with y'all. So I love to do this. And I just tap in, you know, on the free Friday mornings, and then I tap in on the mastermind Mondays. And for a $25 membership fee, I can generate, depending on how many people join that, I can just keep increasing my income with my membership fee. And again, I chose a platform like Teachable because it does all the marketing and it does all of the accounting for you. See, I don't have to learn the technical end of all of that on a membership site. I don't have to keep track, you know, did Susie drop out? Did Susie pay this month? Whatever. Teachable takes care of all of that for me automatically. And so I don't have to do that. So I am going to stop sharing and open it up to questions. Did anybody have any questions on monetizing that we've talked about? And again, this is kind of a great overview. We get down into the weeds in the mastermind on how to get that affiliate link and how to put it into the blog and how to highlight. And for those of you like Diane, that's already on WordPress, you already know how to do that. But some folks that are brand new, that is totally foreign to them. How do I get the affiliate link to come up in the blog post? And we show you how to do that in the mastermind. Diane, did you have a question?
Well, I have a comment. And I really appreciate everything you covered today because it really, a lot of good information. But I did want you to know in the meetup, the link that came with that does not work.
Interesting.
I had the same problem.
So what I ended up doing, because I have Zoom already on my computer, I went to my Zoom account and just put in your numbers and then I got in, but it wasn't going.
So, because when I click on it, because I double checked it before the meetup started, and when I click on it, it works for me. So I will have to make a note in that meetup, and it could be, and again, it could be that meetup, some of the sites doesn't want you to leave their site. So sometimes they don't let some of those links work through. So I'll go back and explore that. So Diane, thank you so much for that. Because somebody had said that before and I went and checked it and it worked. And so I thought,
yeah, well, I had the same problem.
Good to know. Good to know.
So I do have one question.
Uh-huh.
For the Amazon affiliate marketing, is there a minimum number of visitors that you need to be able to join?
No, you can join at any time and get your affiliate link. What they tell you in your contract is they want you, I don't quote me because they can change this at the, yeah, you know, at an update. But the last I checked, they want at least 3 purchases in 90 days through your affiliate link to keep you active. So here's what I want to share with you. You can get your affiliate link and you can start advertising it in your blog. If you don't get 3 sales in the first 90 days, your affiliate link goes away. So now those old blog posts that affiliate link was in, that link is broken, like my meetup link. That link will now be broken. And people, when they click on it, it says that the link is broken and it won't go anywhere. So if you have to go back in and re-sign up, it gives you a whole new affiliate link. You've got to be sure to go back and update your affiliate link in those old blog posts. Because if you don't have the audience yet that you get enough people that want, if you don't have that tribe that's really following you and they want to buy everything you're talking about, like my girl that's doing the homesteading, she blogged for probably a year about homesteading and got a really good core tribe of folks that were following her. They were communicating with her, like, you know, what's next? What are you going to show us how to do next? And so once she actually got that tribe that was really tight, then she started using an affiliate link and she was like, hey, in case you're interested, I just got this through Amazon and I love it. And so then, you know, like 3 people immediately bought it. And so she was good for 90 days because she had three people that clicked through on her first time she used her affiliate. So that's the only thing you have to keep in mind is read the contract once you get your affiliate link and just make sure, they don't let you buy on your own affiliate link. And they don't like there's an arm's length description in the contract. They don't want you to have your brother and your sister and your cousin keep you valid. They want it to be actual outside customers. But if you have a tribe already, or if you're starting to blog, which is why this girl blogged for a year first, and she had actual bona fide customers that wasn't connected to her in any way other than them following her blog, then that counts toward your three people in 90 days. So just keep that in mind.
How do you know they've discontinued your affiliate? Because my son has an affiliate, but I don't always put it into the articles very often. So I'm not sure, you know, whenever I go in there to actually do one of their articles, that doesn't stop me. It doesn't give me any message. So
he would have gotten an email saying that his affiliate link has expired if enough people have not purchased through the affiliate link. But I don't know that you would know that just having the link. So you might have to have, I don't know what we would want to call them, but somebody that would be a checker for you. Because again, for those of you that get into the technology, sometimes no matter how you try to sign in, your programs know that it's you, and they immediately put you in the back of the house of these programs, and they don't let you see it the way your readers see it. Like when I go into Meetup, I can't see Meetup the way you see Meetup, because every time I go to my Meetup account, it automatically knows that I'm the admin. So it puts me in the admin section of Meetup. It doesn't let me see it the way you see it. So my point in that, Diane, is you might have to have an outsider. You might have to say, hey, I'm going to publish this blog. Can you check my link? Does it actually take you to Amazon, or is it a broken link?
Okay.
Or, and if you're like me, it's all about time. I hate to sign all the way out of my computer and sign in as another user. You could create a fictitious user to as yourself to be the checker, but you would have to sign out because your computer, with all the smart knowledge we have,
cookies.
Yeah. And all the cookies that automatically still put you back into the back of the house as the admin. And so you would have to sign out of your computer, sign back in as Josie, and then check your link that way. So that's another way you could do it. But chances are you're going to have a whole different email and all of that to do that. But if you have somebody that you know, that you send the blog to anyway, you can just ask them to click on it and let you know if it works. And I will definitely check my Meetup link again. So thank you for that. Anyone else? This has been great today. I love it. I hope you got some value out of what we talked about and some ways that you can make money blogging, and just know that, it's not that hard. It's just, you just have to be kind of dedicated. I will tell you, just from my experience and from my students, it will take the first year for you to get traction, and so not be discouraged with that. So it's just like any other business. If you went down the street and rented a storefront to open a pizza shop, the first thing you would have to do is make sure that you were running it like a business, and you would have to market, and you would have to advertise, and you would have to put in all the work up front and get, you know, all the tables in there and all of the ovens in there and all of the products that you're going to use. And it would be a lot of work up front. And then as it unfolded, you would start to make money. And at first, you're just going to break even. Even in your pizza shop, you're just going to break even. You're going to eventually get to the point where you're covering your cost. And industries tell us that it takes 3 to 5 years for a business to actually start making a larger profit. In the blogging business, you can actually go from covering your cost to making a profit, I think, in about a year. So just know that you're not going to start making $3,000 next month. But I think in a year's time or so, depending on how much effort and energy you put into the front end of creating a new business, is how quickly you're going to start making a profit. Any other questions? I want to thank everyone for being with me today. Oh, I'm going to look at the chat. It says to chat. Good to know. Did the same. Okay. Perfect. 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 Thank you for talking in the chat. If anyone wants to connect with each other, I will put an email or a way to connect if you want. I'm going to put my actual website in the chat. So everybody, please jot that down if you want. If you go to the three little dots where it says message everyone under your chat, you can actually save the chat right there if you didn't want to write it down. But if anybody wants to connect, please, I'll wait just a couple minutes here. Please put your email or blog. If you already have a blog, you can put your blog link or whatever you'd like. And I will put that over in the free meetup. There's a section on how to connect with each other. And we do encourage that you connect with each other throughout the month if you have questions and or you just want to connect with someone that you feel your message has resonated, you know, or their message has resonated with you. And that way we can, oh, I love that. Pink is the new blog. I love that. Pink is the new blog. I'm definitely going to check it out. Let's support each other for those of us that have a blog already. Mine is Freestyle Living. .net. So I'll put that in there. And oh, peace be with you. Is that it? Peace be with you. .com. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. Perfect. Anyway, I will save the chat and it'll be posted over in the free replays. So please visit Kathy Benner International Academy. .teachable.com. And that's where you'll find all of our free replays. And we look forward to seeing everyone in January on the first Friday at 10. And if you want to join the actual mastermind, you can find it in Kathy Benner International Academy.teachable.com and just scroll down to the bloggers line and click on the mastermind. So with that, we're going to go and we will see everyone next time. Thank you so much for being with us today. Bye-bye.